This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Monday with Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, come on, tell me how that feel, baby. Oh,
stop it, Rich. Stop it. Ricky Rose. I'm going to do my Ricky Rose.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Parker Romo. That's how you kick field goals, baby. 5 for 5 for our new kicker. 38, 29, 33, 33, 54. And those are not lottery numbers, although you could use them.
Right, right.
Romo, 5 field goals, the most by a kicker in their debut in franchise history. So, we're feeling good there. We're talking about the Falcons on a Falcon Monday, guys. 22-6 was the final score. We're going to get to what else is going on around the NFL. But Mike and I, look, we're gushing today because it's been a long time since we felt this good about a young defense. And it's taken a while. We've drafted guys that haven't worked out. We've drafted a lot of guys that haven't worked out.
Right.
And it feels like, okay, that these particular young draft picks, these young studs, Billy Bowman, man, unbelievable. I mean, he's just in the right spot all the time. Xavier Watts gets a pick last night. I love to see, you know, Jalen involved. We're talking about Jalen Walker and obviously James Pierce Jr. But it feels like this is something we got like a foundation that we can build on. And, Mike, we got vets. Flo was in the mix last night. So, defensively, guys, this feels better than it has the last few years. That's where I'm at.
Right. I mean, I had so much fun last night because, again, when you have all these – man, we talked about it. It was a little frustrating. We got into that argument about, well, they've got better finish rate, James Pierce Jr., than anyone else. Well, did he sack the quarterback? Did we get Baker on the ground? What matters?
Pressure rate.
Pressure. I don't care. I need to get sacks. So, yeah, sacks for Pierce. It's like the old Oprah bit. You get a car, and you get a car.
Strip
but, yeah,
sack.
I mean – Jalen Walker, Bowman, Watts. I had the Wizards, you know, show enough from
Show enough.
Our defense showed out. So that's great. As we said, we're just arguing about like a little bit of play calling, you know, at some crucial red zone, you know, like if you put together the red zone dynamic playmaking that we're looking for, then I think you have the total package. You can't get it all. And hopefully against Carolina, we do put the complimentary football together. But special teams, as we said, special teams was a disaster last week.
It was.
They bounced back. Defense got home. You knocked J.J. McCarthy out of the game. You took out the Vikings in that stupid horn. All that stuff.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, you couldn't have a better game. Now, granted, NBC was probably like, okay, this game sucks when it's 9-6 at halftime, but that's a them problem. I wasn't switching over to the Emmys.
No.
Not
no,
watching that.
No.
You know, but
no.
I mean, that aside, it was, by the way, when Maria Martin wears heels, she makes everybody else look like 12 years old.
I know. I agree. She's like 6'7", it seems like.
I love it. I just always get a kick out of it. One time I took a picture with her and Pollock. I literally look like Buddy Hackett. Like a Lilliputian.
Look, man, she's doing a lot. She's an ATL alien.
Only panelist who picked us on NBC last night.
And people are like, she's being a homer. No. Maria knows her stuff. But I love what she's doing. By the way, did you say strip sack, by the way? Did you say strip sack?
Strip sack.
Zach Harrison.
Sack.
Yes. These are the things we talked about in the summer we needed. His first career strip sack on the opening play of the fourth quarter. That's what we're talking about, guys. Finished the game tied for a team high in tackles last night. Five. He had three solos. Zach Harrison, one tackle for loss, 1.5 sacks. Strip sack. That's what we need.
Right.
That's why we're excited about what we saw last night. And you should be too. 404-726-0929. Defense wins. I know we're all caught up in this offensive age. You got a guy, you have to have teams to be able to get off the field, Mike, and certainly get stops when you need to. Mm. And turnovers. This is something else we talked about. You know, not only the sacks, guys, we're getting picks, right? We're getting strip sacks. You're getting the ball back. Ball is life. That is what happens in these games. All right, 404-726-0929. We got a lot more to chop up. Going to tell you where Andy and Randy are going to be on Friday, so you can go check out our guys on the midday show. Also coming up, we will get to our picks of the week, and Coach is going to join us. I'm talking about Coach Brent Key in the 4 o'clock hour. Looking forward to that. They played their butts off, man. And as much as we're talking about the Dogs, and that was an incredible game, you got to give Georgia Tech a lot of credit, too, the way they finished that game.
You know, we talked about, you know, Tennessee had had an 8-game losing streak. Now it's 9. Georgia Tech had a 9-game losing streak against Clemson. And you just felt like, oh, man, Clemson's just going to find a way, and Tech's going to let them wriggle off the hook. And that wasn't the case. You know, and to have the physicality, Haynes King is one of those guys. We talked about it at the start of the show. Dabo's, you know, praising him, the physical nature. And we'll talk to Brent because, you guys, it's hard to do what they did to win that game. To get the kicking team out there without the benefit of a timeout, and there's the spot, boom, and then to execute it in that atmosphere, that's a well-coached football team.
It is, no doubt. Fire drill, fire drill!
Yep.
And I'm not saying that to scare you, that's what it's called. And you got to get out there and get set. All right, more on that coming up. We'll talk plenty about the college football world with Dogs and Georgia Tech. And congratulations to all of our schools, by the way, as I mentioned. Everybody across the state pretty much won. Georgia State, Georgia Southern, Kennesaw State. That's a big weekend. Let's get to the NFL and talk some 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down. Let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, it has no effect on us, but it just tells you how dominant we were last night as breaking news has hit about J.J. McCarthy. And Kevin O'Connell has just said that he has an ankle sprain that will more than likely keep him sidelined against Cincinnati. The crazy thing is, Cincinnati, we now know if you're a football fan, they will be without Joe Burrow for at least 3 months. And now you're talking about two backups playing in this game next week for Cincinnati. And obviously for the Vikings, as Kevin O'Connell has confirmed, he probably will not play this week.
Well, and I asked you this. I texted you last night, knowing that if it could be if it's a bad turf toe grade, what if they said grade 1 to 3, whatever it is, and he's out more than 2 months. Do you think we could get the phone call from the Bengals about Kirk Cousins?
So they're interesting. Jake Browning is the backup. He was really good yesterday. He was good in 23, and I know most of us don't watch Bengals games, but in 23, Burrow got hurt, and he came in. He went 4-3, 70% completion rate. He was really good. Kept him afloat. Mike, I think they trust Jake Browning, and I do not believe that they are in a rush, even if it was, if you know, they were like, hey, we need to go get another guy. Cincinnati, they just paid everybody. They're not paying part of this salary for Kirk Cousins that we still are looking at and saying, hey, if you want to take him, that's great, but you got to pay a little bit. Cincinnati's not going to do that, and I think Jake Browning is going to keep him afloat like he did
but
in 23.
Do you feel – I mean, I'm not even talking about, like, the ask. I'm just saying just to get, you know, an extra pick, to get any whatever you could get for it. You get a fourth-round pick, you get a third – I mean, I know we could say a third-round pick. I'm not even looking for the cash element. I mean, yeah, $5 million, and we'll eat the rest, but you give me a draft pick for next year – that's what I'm looking at. Paul Jenner, who writes for The Athletic for the Bengals, saying they're going to have to recalibrate their offense, he says, because there's a ceiling with Browning that he just can't do the things that Burrow can do.
No, I don't disagree, but that's every backup, right? I mean, we've got the best backup situation in the league where Cousins has started a ton of games. You know, he's a savvy veteran. Most teams don't have that. But Browning yesterday, again, for those who didn't see it, 92-yard drive down the field, game winner, quarterback sneak, Bengals come back and beat the Jags. He showed up in a big moment, hit Jamar Chase on a big play where they went after Travis Hunter, Mike, threw it right at Travis Hunter. Jamar Chase makes a play. He's got some moxie, but he's not Joe Burrow. I don't disagree with
like
that.
Like I said, I'm just – all I'm saying, because Day-Day was shaking his head, our producer, I'm not saying I'm not expecting anyone to eat that money or take that money we're going to have. I'm just trying to leverage it for a draft pick and whatever you can finagle for a 2.5, 5, 7 million, whatever. Don't know who would do that. More injuries probably to come around the NFL. Knock wood. Hope that doesn't happen to somebody else, but that's the only way. And again, the Kirk Cousins story is a back burner. We're excited about the things that are happening. Our young new faces on defense making plays. Penix Jr., Bijan showing out nationally. But it's just something to think about when, again, because if you're a Bengals fan, I mean, you feel like you're, not only is your window closing, it's like they nailed the window shut if Burrow's going to be out for that long.
Well, look, I love Joe Burrow as a quarterback. I always have since he, you know, at LSU. I didn't watch him at Ohio State, but the way he plays, the problem is he's been hurt three of his six seasons. And that's the issue. As good as he's – and, Mike, he's already been to a Super Bowl. And we keep thinking – like you always bring up Marino.
Right.
We keep thinking he's going to get back. He's been injured three of his six seasons. And now he's injured again. Now, he's not out for the season, but you're out for a large, significant chunk. And, this is the thing. Cincinnati did all this investing. We're going to pay both of your wide receivers. We're going to pay Trey Hendrickson and give him a little bump. We're doing all the things you need, and now they don't have the guy they need.
Right, and so you're going to have to just kind of limp along in a very tough division, man, because you still got – oh, by the way, Steelers lose to Seattle. How about that game? You see that one, man? I mean, already – if you're a Steelers fan, you're just losing your minds about every offensive coordinator you've had roll through there the last couple of years. Interesting news from Carolina. Our buddy Brandon, who's a big listener, just retweeted for us. David Newton, who covers the Panthers. You see this?
He's got an ankle injury, right?
You got a couple of injuries. You got Robert Hunt, the guard for the Panthers, has a torn bicep. He's going to have to go on IR. And the center, Austin Corbett, has an MCL. So all of a sudden, we just saw what, you know, Minnesota had to deal with a missing piece on their line. Talk about maybe feeling you go up and do some Panther hunting. Up 85 this weekend with that aggressive offensive line, defensive line, go get it.
Yeah, let's hunt. And when I said ankle injury, I'm projecting here, but I don't want to get ahead of myself. Jaden Daniels is dealing with a little something.
Mm.
So that's a couple of weeks away. This sets up maybe potentially for a nice little run. While we're talking about Burrow, let's play the injury. This was in the second quarter. Once he left the game, everybody kind of got deflated. But as I mentioned, Jake Browning came in and picked him up.
Burrow catches a shotgun snap, pump fakes, and Joe will be sacked at the 35-yard line. Eric Armstead pulling him down by the feet. And Burrow's limping badly. Joe takes his helmet off and sits down on the turf.
Well, hopefully he just kind of rolled an ankle a little bit, and that's what he's kind of he's pointing at, that left ankle.
Jake Browning begins warming up. Now Burrow lays down on his back, and the training staff is looking at his lower left leg.
When a guy takes off his helmet and then lays back down on the turf, he's hurt. And that was the telling moment for Joe Burrow. It's Dukes and Bell, 4th and 1, brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Mike, you mentioned the Steelers. They had a special teams gaffe. That's what lost the game for them. It was a game, and if you missed it, balls kicked off in this new age of kickoffs, right?
Got to get in the right spot.
If the ball's in the zone, which, all right, the ball is live, and then it goes into the end zone, and we are the receiving team, and we don't touch it, it's live, which means the other team gets on and it's a touchdown. That actually happened yesterday, and it completely changed the game for Pittsburgh in that game. It was like, oh, my God. It was one of those things everybody will be around the league will be showing their teams, because we're all kind of – I don't know if you like the new kickoff. We're getting more returns, but you still have to like kind of understand what's going on. And literally, the kid that was back there yesterday just let the ball go by and was like literally running to the sidelines, and his teammates were like, get on it! Too late. Touchdown.
But I watched, because my wife's a Steeler fan, so we're watching some of that. I just thought, you're not getting DK Metcalf involved. DK Metcalf, guys, he had 3 receptions for 16 yards, and they ran it for 72. You know, Arthur Smith always wants to try to establish the run. Rodgers throws a couple of picks as they're trying to make the comeback late, but to only score 17 points, meanwhile, you're seeing Pickens, you know, Pickens making plays in Dallas. That was arguably the most exciting game of the weekend against the Giants.
That game was absolutely incredible. And Big O, while we're talking about that, let's play that, because I think for the Cowboys, they played really well against the Eagles in that week one contest. I really thought they played well. And then they come back, and they've got a lead in this game, and you're going, oh, the Giants are going to fold. At one point, Mike texted me like, oh, Cowboys, because I think the cover was 5.5.
5.5.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, well, we'll see what happens, because I think they were up 4 or something. This game got to the fourth quarter, and it was a completely different game. 41 points scored in the fourth quarter between these two?
I mean, Russell Wilson, he was horrible the first week of the season, and then he comes back, throws for 450 yards. Unfortunately, though, he just airs one out that's an easy pick late, and then – we've talked about how important special teams is, certainly for us, and now we feel pretty good about having a kicker. They've got a kicker that's just, I mean, the ultimate weapon. Brandon Aubrey, who came up through, you know, the spring football leagues. This guy is like, when he hit that, if you didn't see it, when he hit the 64-yarder, it looked like it would have been good from 71.
It was incredible. The pick, this is what we're talking about, and this is Russ being Russ. Russ is great. Russ is incredible. Let Russ cook. Russ, who the hell are you throwing it to? The ball he threw that was an interception in overtime, not anybody's near it. There's like three Cowboys. You're like, who are you throwing it to? You literally gave them the possession to go back down and win it.
Second down, 14 for the Giants at their own 30. 2:13 in overtime. Snap to Wilson. Looking, no pressure at all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Deep ball down the middle. It's intercepted for crying out loud by Donovan Wilson at the Dallas 30. Will wonders never cease.
Yeah. I mean, good Russ, bad Russ.
But the last 5 minutes of that game were just insane. I mean, and the Giants feel like they've got it. They're hitting the home run ball. If you didn't see it, man, Malik Nabers just making unbelievable plays, getting behind that Dallas secondary. Remember Cam Scataboo? Remember that dude from Arizona State?
Yep.
Moving the chains, had a score. But anyway, Dallas pulls it out, and Jerry up there in the suite, feeling better about myself.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.